The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. And on the phone, I have Mark, who has been holding patiently. Hey, Mark. Welcome.
Always holding patiently for Bernie.
Yes. Were you waiting impatiently rather than patiently?
Oh, absolutely not, sir.
Oh, okay.
I'd much rather wait.
Yeah, heavy on that sir stuff.
Absolutely.
All right, what's on your mind?
Hey, have you ever been down to Georgetown, Ohio?
Georgetown, Ohio?
It's in Brown County.
I didn't know Georgetown.
Hang on a minute. I got to turn the volume on up here. I can't hear you too well. Hold on. There we go. Sorry.
The things I have to put up with callers on this program. It's just
great.
It's incredible what I have to put up with.
Oh, Bob, please put up with me.
I've never heard of Georgetown, Ohio.
No.
Nope.
You ever heard of Hagensport?
No.
Oh, my gosh. You know where Brown County is, approximately?
Kind of, sort of.
Next to Adams County.
It's in Ohio, right?
It is in Ohio.
Then I know exactly where it is. All right, what's on your mind?
Well, now I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, Bob Burney never been to Georgetown, Ohio. I thought he'd been everywhere, just like Johnny Cash. But Georgetown, Ohio, nice little town in southern Ohio. They have, and it's close to the Ohio River. Hagensport's right on the Ohio River.
Okay.
And I was passing through. I'd never been there before, but my wife and I think her mom had been there before because they're from Cincinnati. But anyway, it has a beautiful mural on the church right there on one of the main streets, which, you know, main street's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it's their main street. So,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
And it has a picture of Jesus. And not a bad picture at all. He's not blonde. He's not quite black-haired, but he's brown, brown-haired. And so anyway, it says, with Christ, all things are possible. And I took a picture of it. I'll have to send it to you. And that's got several verses, Malachi and so on. Just a big, it covered the whole building. And I mean a long building, almost a block long. Just beautiful, wonderful thing to see. As you're driving down. So,
wow, that's great.
It was. I called, though, to talk about these Democrats, and I mean, that gives you hope when you see something like that, because here we are living in the first world and complaining about these immigrants, the illegal immigrants coming over the border, and, you know, you want to help them. Man, you want to help them. But they're not doing it the right way.
No.
I've always said, let's give the money to the people down there and make sure the money goes where it's supposed to go. Do not give it to some dictator and let it go wherever they're going to give it. You got to manage it, man. Anyway, these people, you talked about the Democrats and how they must have good hearts. And they think they're I don't buy it, Bob. I don't buy it for a minute. I mean, maybe a lot of these, I'm sure, actually, a lot of these voters, they think they're doing the right thing, helping out and everything. But as far as the higher-up politicians, I don't buy it. Those people are just trying to get control, and it's one more way to do it. And they can buy votes by bringing in people to vote for them. That's one thing they're doing. And they're bringing this country down is another thing they're doing, and they know it. I do believe they know it. Now, I appreciate your believing that, you know, in the good side of people. and everything, and that they just have good hearts, but I don't buy it, Bob. I think I have a very much more jaded view of what they're up to, and I think they know exactly what they're doing.
Well, I think some do, but I think others genuinely believe that this is some kind of compassion, but it's terribly misplaced compassion. Mm-hmm. And the strange thing is, Mark, I don't remember who did the research, but someone, this has been about 3 weeks ago, they compared crime in Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. These are the three primary countries where supposedly these migrants are coming from. And we're being told by the Biden administration and others, well, they've got to come here because of the crime, the gangs, and so forth.
Right.
Someone did research, and they found that most major American large city had higher crime rates than any of these Central American countries. In other words, these people are safer in Central America than they are in Boston or Chicago or Los Angeles or Portland or Seattle or New York or almost any other Democrat-controlled large American city.
Right.
And so this whole thing is they've got to escape crime.
Right.
Is bogus.
They're just going to be inculcated into that very thing that they're getting out of. Are supposed to be getting out of.
Well, there's no doubt that a huge part of the motive in the left's immigration policies is voters.
Right.
Because most Hispanics vote Democratic. And so they are literally importing and paying for more voters.
Yeah.
And it's the sad thing is, and this is the way it is with the liberal left, the people that are supposed to be helped are the ones that are hurt.
Right.
When the liberal left comes to minority communities, the black community, the Hispanic community, and they come and say, we're here to help you.
Oh, no, run.
They are the ones that are hurt.
Right.
And these immigrants, these kids that are getting depressed, they want to kill themselves. Because they're in these horrific, inhumane conditions. And the president, you know, we heard Donald Trump lied, Donald Trump lied, Donald Trump lied. Listen, President Joe Biden has lied repeatedly about what's going on at the border, as well as Vice President Harris. They have said we're managing it, things are getting better. No, they're not. Things are not getting better. Things are getting worse.
Now,
and yet,
Bob,
the American people are being lied to by this administration.
I do not say this tongue-in-cheek. I do believe I would have a much easier time of believing that Joe Biden actually may believe what he's being told to say, you know, because of his state of mind. It could be.
Did you watch any of his speech on crime yesterday?
So, I heard just a little bit of it.
Mark. I've got audio that I'll play it right after the break. I'd forgotten about it. I've got audio that I'll play immediately after the break from President Biden yesterday.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me that this man has the mental capability to be the president of the United States. I'll play the clip and tell you what he said, and not only what he said, but the way he said it. This man, sadly, has cognitive problems. He does.
Right.
He has cognitive problems, and it is sad to watch. It is. Hey, Mark, I got to go.
All right, Bob, thanks.
Good to talk to you.
You too.
All right, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Today. today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Yesterday, President Biden addressed the explosion of crime in America. Homicides, violence of all kinds, in many cities at record highs. The president's poll numbers concerning his dealing with crime plummeting. By the way, his poll numbers on dealing with the border crisis are plummeting as well. And when poll numbers go down, you have staff surrounding the president saying, you got to deal with this. So President Biden yesterday had not a press conference because he didn't accept questions. If you've noticed, he hardly ever asks questions or accepts questions. And when he does, he asks only the reporters that have been approved by his staff. How do we know that? He says so. He says repeatedly, looks down at a piece of paper and says, oh, well, here are the people that they told me to call on. Think about that. Supposedly the most powerful person on planet Earth standing up before the world saying, I'm going to call on the people that they told me to. How does that look to the rest of the world? Anyway, I want you to hear the audio. Not just what he said, which is outrageous, but how he said it. Here it is, President Biden from yesterday.
The Second Amendment from the day it was passed limited the type of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon you could own. You couldn't buy a cannon. Those who say the blood of the blood of patriots, you know, and all the stuff about how we're going to have to move against the government. Well, the Tree of Liberty is not water with the blood of patriots. What's happened is that there are never been, if you wanted to think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons. The point is that there's always been the ability to limit, rationally limit, the type of weapon that can be owned and who can own it.
This is something that, and I'm not making fun. I'm not, because I don't think it's funny. But we see this often, not just occasionally. Hey, listen, everybody messes up. You listen to this program, everybody messes up, and I do as well. But these are pre-prepared remarks. And often, President Biden gets confused. He wanted to talk about that famous quote, and I should have looked it up. I don't know who said it. The Tree of Liberty was watered by the blood of patriots. He wanted to say that, but he forgot. He got confused, and he stumbled and stammered because he couldn't remember what he was supposed to say. A few sentences later, then he got back his cognitive ability enough to use that quote. And then he said something absolutely outrageous, that our founding fathers never intended for the Second Amendment to apply to protecting ourselves from the government. Now, please remember, the Second Amendment was put together in light of an American revolution against an oppressive government. No reasonable, objective person, no reasonable, objective person could look at the intention of the founding fathers with the Second Amendment and not understand that, at least in part, they believed that an armed civilian nation would not be overrun by an oppressive government. And people arming themselves, not only to hunt and provide squirrels and stuff for their family, they of course intended that. And Joe Biden said, well, If you rise up against the government now, you'd need an atomic weapon or some F-15s. It is not a display of his ignorance of the Second Amendment. It is his belief that the Second Amendment is outdated, antiquated, and possibly should be done away with.
Come on, man.
And he implied, there is nothing you can do against us. We are too powerful. We've got atomic weapons. We've got F-15s. By the way, F-15s are really old in the American arsenal. And this guy's the commander-in-chief.
I have one in my parking lot.
Yeah. They're old, man. That's old. F-15s. And this is what our commander-in-chief referred to. His speech did him no good whatsoever, except people who are mind-numbed robots and will believe anything he says. Now, listen, I want to go on record. I was never for the mind-numbed robots that believed everything Donald Trump said, who hung on every word, and if Trump said it, it had to be true. We should never have that kind of loyalty to any human being. No one. And I was a strong supporter of Donald Trump, but never blind loyalty to no one but Jesus. And so I criticized people who were blindly loyal to Donald Trump, no matter what he said. I will be equally critical of those that are blindly loyal to Joe Biden. And that's the only way that you can ignore the cognitive difficulties that the president is having. When the press and his enemies demanded that Donald Trump take a cognitive assessment, what did he do? He took one and made the findings public. You remember that? Donald Trump doesn't have the mental capability, doesn't have the mental cognizance to lead our nation. We demand that he took a test. One of the most respected mental capability tests. And he made the results public. Joe Biden needs to do the same thing. Will it happen? Not a chance. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. That should tell you something. All right. Have a great evening, folks. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.